This morning I want to stay in the theme of Father's Day, primarily to thank fathers for who you are and for what you are doing. I find it challenging in our culture to figure out what a man is, what men are to do, how we are to think, how we are to act. There are some strange things happening in our culture. A majority of us, we know that men and women are different. They're born with different characteristics. Yet the world is telling us that if you're born a boy, you can be a girl. And if you're born a girl, you can choose to be a boy. It's a choosing thing. Nothing to do with being born a certain gender and staying with that gender. The world is sending very confusing messages to everyone. So many men don't know what it means to be a man. And this Father's Day, I want to focus on a few characteristics that represent real men, real fathers. And some of you men might be going, that guy up there is younger than me and I'm not listening to him. I know more than he knows. And that's true. You do. You do. And you younger ones are probably thinking, that guy's not as cool as I am and I'm not listening to him. He thinks he's cool with his new hairdo, but that's not very cool. Just by the way, I'm going to have fun with my hair until I have no more hair. That's my new motto, okay? I'm going to lose it one day, so I'm going to have fun with it until it's gone. I'm asking that the Holy Spirit, you would listen with discernment from the Holy Spirit this morning. You'll hear some characteristics that I give, and some of them you have, and some you are close to having, and some you don't have. But I want to do what I did for Mother's Day. I want to go through these characteristics, speaking about them as Scripture does, in possessing something, and full possession is coming. So like Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14. For by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made perfect. So we are perfect, yet not fully perfect because we're being made perfect. We are holy and being made holy. So dads, you have these characteristics and you are getting these characteristics because you are in Christ. You are doing these things and you are capable of doing these things because you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. So you got this now and it is coming in Christ. So I'm going to speak to you in this way. I have 11 points and they're all thank you statements. Thank you for doing what you do and being who you are. That make you a good dad and a good man. All right? So let's pray to that end. Father, I ask that you would help our men, my brothers here, to be able to hear from you. To hear from you, Lord. Cut through any pride that's there. Cut through. Father, cut through any shame that's there. Cut through that. Any false humility, cut through that, Father. Any hurt that's going on, cut through that, Father. Let them hear from you this morning. Build them up, empower them. In Jesus' name, amen. Number one, dads, thank you for taking your relationship with God seriously. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. That's Matthew 22, verse 37. Do all for the glory of God. That's 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. These are very clear commands. And they are hard because living our lives in worship of the Lord goes against our flesh, that craving for sin that's still in us. But to live for the Lord is the way to live. And you are living this way multiple times in a day. Not every moment, we all know that. But many, many times a day, you live this way. Even though you work, you don't live for your job. And even though you're selfish, you don't live for yourself. Even though you love your wife and your kids, you don't live for your wife and your kids. You are correcting yourself or following the Holy Spirit's correction so often and getting your eyes and your focus back on the Lord. That is awesome. You know, over the last few decades, women have had the reputation of being the ones who are committed to God and His church. And men, we don't show up. We don't get involved. But so many of you are different than that. You take your relationship with the Lord seriously. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. Number two, thank you for your humility. God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble. That's James 4, verse 6. Jesus constantly highlighted being a humble servant. He washed the disciples' feet and then told them to serve others in the same way. He defines greatness as serving others. He even said that he didn't come to be served, but to serve others and give himself as a ransom for many. Serving, self-denial, sacrificing, that's the Lord's way of living. And you're doing that with your family. You make things happen for your family. You're always doing things for your family and a lot of stuff that we don't even know about. You're doing behind the scenes. You are humble. Often men are told or pressured to be powerful, tough, and strong. You know, you get your way because you make your own way. You don't let anyone stand in your way. You don't back down from a confrontation or a challenge. And when being powerful is talked about, it's usually accompanied by force or violence. You know, violence is often the strategy for taking care of things. Jesus was talking about revenge and humility in Matthew chapter 5. And in verse 39, he said, if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other. Oh, humility. Humility. Men, fathers, thank you for not being violent, for not using force to get your way. Anyone can punch someone. Anyone can take a weapon and hurt someone. But only a man who is powerful according to the all-powerful sovereign God can be humble. Thank you for being humble. Number three, thank you for your commitment to your wife. Ephesians 5 verse 25 says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. That's a huge command, eh? That is incredible. Love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. You know, the world encourages us to go on feelings. I feel so good about you, and therefore I love you. You know, that kind of gibberish. The world encourages us to be selfish about love, to fall in love, fall out of love, however it works, doesn't matter. However you feel, that's what counts. But not you. Not you. You love your wife. You're committed to her. You're humble. You're forgiving her. You cherish her. You're sacrificing for her. You're serving her. You are committed to her. All this because you are loving her in the direction that Christ loves the church. Right? And one of the best things you can do for your children is to love your wife the way that Christ loves the church. That is part of it. It's not all parenting techniques. It's love your wife. Love her and love her well. Thank you for your commitment to your wife and to loving your wife. Thank you. Number four. Thank you for embracing your biblical role as head of your home. Ephesians 5 verse 23, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. 1 Corinthians 11 verse 3 says, but I want you to understand that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of a wife is her husband, and the head of Christ is God. Now I know there's confusion around this, and over the years I've tried to bring biblical understanding to this. Headship is not about being the ruler or the dominator or the boss. Headship is God has given the husband the primary responsibility of leadership in the marriage and family. As Christ leads the church in his sacrificial, God-glorifying way, husbands are to do the same. And there are so many of you that are doing this. You embrace your role as head of your wife, as head of your family. You provide for them. You protect them. You nourish them. You're strong in Christ for them. And you're leading the way. In a world of selfish love and trying to dominate and control people, in a world that loves the idea of being a dad, but does not love the idea of the dirt and grime of fathering, you are living out your headship. And that blesses your wife. That blesses your family. Thank you for your headship. Number five. Thank you for not seeing your headship as you being superior to your wife or to women. Sin has done incredibly bad things to all people. And one thing it's done to men and women relationships is some men think they are superior to women. That way leads to men treating women poorly, harshly, and abusively. But going back to creation in Genesis chapter 2, God said the woman is the man's helper, and the Hebrew word used for helper is the same Hebrew word used to describe God in other passages. So it's not a word of inferiority. It's not. And as I mentioned on Mother's Day, this one author, Kimberly Wagner, describes this word in her book, Fiercely Woman. Her research and understanding of Scripture have led her to see helper as one who is providing strength in an area where it is lacking, where it is needed. So a situation or community or relationship or whatever is incomplete and requires the strength of a helper to complete it and make it right. So helper is this powerhouse of skill and ability, bringing assurance and relief and confidence that whatever is happening, we can make it. We can make it. So dads, men, thank you for seeing women the right way, for standing up for women in this way, for growing in your godly view of women. Thank you. That is a huge example that you're laying down for your children. Number six, thank you for how your fathering reflects the Heavenly Father. You are gracious, kind, and loving. You cherish your wife. You're humble. She's important, and it's seen. So thank you. Also, you're gracious, kind, and loving to your kids. You discipline and correct them, just like the Lord says he does in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastises every son whom he receives. You love your kids, so you correct them, discipline them, and punish them when needed. Your active love for your wife, for your kids, reflects the love our Heavenly Father has for us, his children. So thank you. Thank you for reflecting the Heavenly Father's love in how you are parenting, in your relationship with your children and your wife. Number seven, thank you for training your kids. In Titus chapter 2, Paul is writing to the church leader Titus, calling him to train men and women in godly living and have those men and women train younger men and women. This training is in godly living is to work its way throughout the church family, right into the biological family. And that's what you're doing. Training your kids in godly living. Letting them know the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ and the joy in worshiping him with our lives. Thank you. Thank you for taking that responsibility and being involved and investing in your kids. Number eight, thank you for being so courageous. Lately, I've identified a battle that's been going on in me. It's a battle between endurance and giving up. It's this battle between, should I say something, do something, be involved, or should I just give up and let it go however it's going to go. Being a dad or just being a man requires courage. There are so many evil, sinful things that are being embraced by our culture. And if you don't embrace them, you are ashamed or you're identified as not being the right kind of a man. We've got to courageously go God's way in a world that increasingly hates God's way. Being a dad, being the heads of our homes, calls us to clearly face what's going on and discern what to do and go God's way even if it hurts. We looked at this last week in Colossians 1 verse 24. There I was talking about the devil hates Jesus Christ and wants to do all he can to destroy Jesus, whatever Jesus loves. And so what does he do? He goes after those that worship Jesus. Those of us who worship Jesus and follow Jesus. We will be attacked. Our families will be attacked. And in order to face the attacks, we need to be courageous. We can't sit on the sideline and just go, oh well, look at that. That's tough stuff. We can't do that. We can't do that. We need to be on the front line as the spiritual leaders in our family, praying for our kids, praying for our wives, bringing up scripture, pointing us in the direction of what Jesus Christ says in his word. We need to be rebuking the devil so that he flees from us and asking that the Lord opens our family's eyes to the greatness of the Lord. That is important. A nice house with a nice addition is useless. A reputation of being great in your workforce is useless compared to the importance that we get to have as dads, as husbands in our families. And being the spiritual leaders of setting the course for the Lord. You know, there's too many people with a hands-off approach. And I mean hands-off by just giving up, like I'm struggling with. Just giving up or just give up. No, don't give up, guys. Don't give up. Pray. Pray for your kids. Your adult kids, your small kids, your grandkids. Pray for them. Pray for your wives. Pray for yourself. Get into God's word. See what he is saying to you. Come to the scriptures and say, Lord, Holy Spirit, open my eyes. Teach me, change my thinking, change my heart. Be courageous for Jesus Christ. You can, you are, and you can be courageous like that. Because as we saw in Colossians 1, verse 11 to 23, the mighty power of the sovereign Lord, Jesus Christ, is available and active in our lives, empowering us to be courageous. So guys, courageous, not in who you are necessarily, but who you are in Christ, who Christ has made you. Be courageous. Face sin that's going on in your life. Don't bypass it. Don't distract yourself. Find out what that sin is and go after it. And pay attention to your family and pray for them. Be the spiritual leaders. Thank you for stepping up, stepping forward with faith in Jesus and courageously facing whatever comes. Thank you. Number 9, thank you for being biblical. A lot of guys get a bad rap about Bible reading, and for good reason, because a lot of guys are not reading their Bible. But you are. You are in God's word. You know Jesus is the bread of life, and you feed on him and his word. You hold the Bible as God-breathed and profitable for teaching, for correcting, for training. You're not ashamed of God's Word. You're living out God's Word. You're creating or trying to create a home centered on God's Word, pointing to His Word, reminding your family of the truth, of reality. Dads, thank you for being biblical. Thank you. Number 10. Thank you for celebrating that you're a man. Our world downplays masculinity. I even feel funny saying that point, celebrating that you're a man. There's, for some reason, there's some shame attached to that. I'm not totally sure why. But our world downplays masculinity to the point of it being a joke. He forgot our anniversary. He was trying to fix me. He's such a man. But guys, you celebrate being a man. You're glad you're a man. You're proud to be a man. Why? Because you're created in God's image, God's likeness. That's what Genesis 1, 26 and 5, 1 and 2 tell us. Created in God's image. You know, when I look at my boys, I see some of myself in them. You know, carrying that out a little bit further, I think they're very handsome guys, but I think they're handsome because they have a very good-looking mom. They reflect Dixie and me, yet they are their own unique person. They are not us. We are made in God's image. We reflect our Heavenly Father. We do that as men. Masculine, male, with all our awesome masculinity reflecting the Lord. Amen. We do. Do not be ashamed of being a man. There's horrible men out there. We can't paint that brush from all of us. Forget it. Just like there's horrible women out there, but we don't paint that brush with all our women. We reflect the image of God. As men, God made no mistake in making you and me men. We are men. We are. Be glad. Rejoice. It's fantastic being a man. Thank you for celebrating being a man. And the last one, number 11. Thank you for celebrating godly sexuality. You're probably thinking, of course, Edgar, being a man, is going to bring up sex in the service. But this is true. This is very good. This is very good. Thank you for celebrating godly sexuality. You are committed to God's word. Sexuality is celebrated in the only place it was meant to be experienced. The best place. A marriage covenant between one man and one woman. You celebrate God's design of your body and His plan for that design to be enjoyed. And you do this in a marriage covenant, nowhere else. Thank you for doing that. The world works hard to pull people away from God's plan for sexuality through music, clothing, commercials, movies, pornography, magazines, flyers, laws, public pressure. Sexuality outside of God's design is promoted as not a big deal. It's harmless. Yet that view doesn't bring any freedom or fulfillment or lasting joy. That view that the world is promoting wrecks relationships. Changing sexuality to just a personal thing, which it was never meant to be. And it also reinforces a belief that dehumanizes men and women, that turns them into sex objects that exist for someone's pleasure. It's terrible. It's terrible. But you're rejecting that. And you're going for God's way of sexuality. You're fighting against that trend and you are committed to God's plan for your sexuality. Thank you. Thank you for your commitment in that way. So these are only a few of your godly characteristics that make you a good dad and that make you a good man. I want to say that again. These are just a few of the characteristics that reflect the kind of good dad and good man that you are. You need to hear that. God is shaping you and making you more Christ-like. And Christ was the perfect man in every way. And you are becoming more and more like that man because of the Holy Spirit. So keep it up. Keep going. Keep growing. Don't ever stop. Don't give up. You'll get discouraged. You'll hear some garbage said about you and about men in general. Don't buy it. Don't buy it. Go to God's word. Hear what God says about you. Don't stop being this powerful, God-glorifying man. You are important in our lives. We love you. We need you. We want you. We enjoy you. So, men, fathers, happy Father's Day. You are a blessing to us. Let's pray and then let's sing a closing song together. Father, thank you that you glorify yourself through us dads here on earth. Thank you for that. Thank you for the privilege of being able to reflect you to our kids, to our wives, to our church families, to the world. That is a privilege. Lord, forgive us for sometimes giving up. Forgive us for maybe beating ourselves up and not seeing ourselves in Christ. Build us up with a strong conviction and resolve to joyfully live for you with all our masculinity, to celebrate being men, to truly celebrate being men the way Jesus Christ was a man. Father, help us with that. We have so few examples, but we really want to be an example of the Heavenly Father's love. So come, Lord. Come, continue your work in us. Thank you that you never give up on us. Thank you so much. And Lord, I ask that you would bring healing to men here that have messed up with their kids, that have messed up with their wives. Bring healing to them, Lord. Let them hear you say, you are forgiven. That too has been covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Let them hear that. Let them leave that sin behind and move forward in glorifying you. Father, bring that for your glory. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.